This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The civil war in Syria is in its fourth year now and has brought about the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. More than 2.5 million people are refugees, exiled to places like Jordan and Lebanon and Iraq. 6.5 million more are displaced inside the country. And it's hard to square that with this. Aid groups say private donations to Syrian victims are surprisingly low, so those groups are rethinking how they appeal to the public. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
Earlier this month, as part of an appeal for Syria, Save the Children released a minute-long video about a little girl whose life is shattered by war.
Happy birthday to you.
Make a wish.
Birthday parties and French lessons turn into air raids.
Daddy!
Then evacuation, starvation, and finally a refugee camp. Gary Shea is Save the Children's Senior Director for Humanitarian Operations. He says the video hit home. It has 26 million views so far.
Donations did go up. People did pause, think about children, and take an action.
Before it ran, Save the Children's peer-to-peer network had raised $5,000 for Syria in 2 months. In the 10 days after the video's release, it raised $40,000. But the little girl in the video isn't Syrian. She's English. And the war-torn city is London. At the end of the video, there's a message. Just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening.
I think people can relate better to something that they know. It's sometimes very difficult for people to grasp the situation of these refugees having to flee their home, having their lives disrupted, not knowing when they're going to go back.
Aid groups say something about the strife in Syria is failing to connect with donors, so some are trying to bring the conflict home. Noah Gottschalk, a senior humanitarian policy advisor for Oxfam, says a long, complicated war usually sees fewer donations than a dramatic natural disaster.
In the case of the Haiti earthquake, Oxfam America was able to raise over $30 million from the American public. Most recently, with Typhoon Haiyan, we've raised over $6 million. In the case of Syria, which has now just entered its fourth year of the crisis, we've raised less than $1 million.
This bringing the conflict home is a relatively new form of appeal, but one that has gotten some dramatic results. Lynn Kronberger is CEO of SOS Children's Villages USA, which shelters orphaned and abandoned children. She was in a business meeting earlier this year when the Norwegian chapter of SOS released a Syria aid appeal that went viral.
All of us in the room started getting Facebook notifications and alerts from friends around the world saying, "Have you seen this?"
This video wasn't filmed in Syria either, but in Norway. And once again, that was the point. A hidden camera filmed people reacting to a Norwegian boy alone at a bus stop on a winter day with no coat. Without fail, and without knowing they were being watched, people wrapped their coats and scarves around him. The message at the end? The children in Syria are cold. Donate a jacket. Norwegians donated more than $350,000 to buy those jackets. The video has also raised a question that SOS is wrestling with. If the video had featured a Syrian child, would the outpouring have been as generous? I'm Noel King for Marketplace.